Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Jürgen Klopp har kommit med en skadeuppdatering för Brighton-kampen. Här är pausepraten fredag 29 oktober med Mari Lunde. Liverpool möter Brighton på Anfield på lördag. Jürgen Klopp höll sin presskonferens på Kirby idag och kom där med en skadeuppdatering. Det blev antydet tidigare I uka att Fabinho ville bli klar, men nu säger Klopp att brasilianaren mest sannolikt inte räcker kampen på lördag. Naby Keita som måtte av på båre mot Manchester United söndag ser däremot ut till att räcka kampen. Keita trente med resten av laget torsdag och ser alltså ut till att ha klart att rista av sig tacklingen som förte till direkte rött kort för Paul Pogba. Klopp kunde också fortälla att Thiago Alcantara deltog på nästan hela träningen torsdag men att han heller inte är helt klar. Klopp rullerade på laget mot Manchester United och placerade bland annat Joel Matip och Sadio Mané på bänken. På presskonferensen fick han frågor om rulleringen.
The thing we have to do is to win football games and when especially when you play for Liverpool and when you are in football you learn early that you have to accept the decisions a manager makes and my team is doing that, obviously. That doesn't mean that they're always happy about the decision. They just accept them. And the job of all the players is to be always that determined, that good in training, that you are in a moment when you can come in, that you are really influential. That's the deal. And it's not a deal here, that's a deal everywhere in each football, you know, each football team in the world. And
Brighton har haft en väldigt god start på säsongen och ligger för tiden på en femte plats på tabellen. Förra helg fick Graham Potter's men det vanskligt mot Manchester City. Klopp sa detta om motståndaren.
I'm not sure if you saw the game against Brighton City last week. So it looks like from the scoreline a pretty clear thing and maybe the first half. Yeah, City was really good, but the goals were I think two goals were in the first half were counter-attacking goals. So it says already that when you then look at the possession, I think it was 52-48, if I'm 100% right, but it was a big one for Brighton. That's a football-playing side and not just playing football. They are a real threat. They try to create, they defend well. I think didn't score yet, incredible. Like big amounts, like I think 9 goals, but I conceded only 9 and 4 of them in the last game, which was really a strange one from conceding point of view. I think there would have been, probably there was a shout that the first goal could have been a foul on the goalie, maybe. And then you never know how that game will be. And I mean, I saw the second half as well, obviously. They were incredible. It just, you have to keep the ball like they did and to pass the ball like they did against City is a really difficult thing to do. And they did it. So we know what they are capable of, but we are not City. And we play obviously slightly different. And yes, that's what we want to do as well. We want to cause them problems. And yes, we lost the last game against Brighton here. I think it was the last game, was it? So that's another warning sign. Not that I needed it, but it is. And but the big difference, obviously, Anfield will be packed. and that helps us usually. And but not alone. We have to be really good. We have to be really good, and we need the people with the right understanding tomorrow. This is not a game where you dominate an opponent or stuff like that. They will have their moments. That's not to avoid. That says everything about the quality of Brighton. So they will have their moment. Yeah, we have to run a lot. We have to close gaps. We have to be really spot on defending wise, and then obviously with the ball as well. So it will be a tough one, but I'm looking forward to it. And I couldn't respect more what Graham is doing there, because I'm really a big admirer of his work. It was always difficult since he's there. And yeah, it's a top class manager. Nothing else to say.
Også Graham Potter har holdt sin pressekonferanse, og han hadde mye fint å si om Liverpool. Brighton-manageren innrømte at det blir vanskelig å stoppe spesielt Mohamed Salah, men han har en plan. Vi må opptre balansert på grunn av det høye nivået til motstanderen, og det normalt I fotball. Du må forsøke å få balansen riktig mellom å forsvare seg og å angripe. Dersom du bare gjør en av delene og kun opptatt av å forsvare deg, kan det være selvmord, da du aldri kommer deg ut av eget straffefelt og får aldri gjort noe konstruktivt, og til slutt vil deres kvalitet slå oss, sa Potter. Dan Burn ble skadet I Liga-cup-kampen mot Leicester onsdag kveld og dermed uaktuell. Det også Danny Welbeck og Steven Alzate. Liverpool mot Brighton har avspark lørdag klokken 16, og kampen kan ses på TV2 Sport Premium. Du har lyttet til pausepraten «Det siste døgnet med Liverpool» fra Liverpool Supporterklubb Norge. For flere Liverpool-nyheter kan du besøke liverpool.no.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.